at Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different? And in a good way. It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities. Or maybe one of our four pharmacies. Or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Here in Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, here on Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network Game of the Week. Cass City on the road at Bad Axe. In week number 6 of MHSAA football, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, Dan Banky with your call tonight from Bad Axe, Michigan on homecoming night. And the first time in 6 weeks, it finally feels like football. The Cass City Redhawks tonight, when Scott Cuthrell has been the commander-in-chief for a collective 17 years in Cass City. He held that title from 2001 to 2008, took a three-year hiatus, and then returned in 2011 and has been there since. Throughout his tenure, Cass City has seen improved success each and every year, with the Redhawks now making the playoffs for the last 5 straight years.
Yeah, Clark, and I feel pretty confident telling you it's going to be 6 straight years. Coach Cuthrell is, 89 and 74 overall over the 17 years. He wins just about 55% of his games. He's had 4 8-win seasons, but the one piece of hardware that they do not have in that school is a district championship, and it is shocking to me that they don't, but this team certainly has their eyes set on winning that and maybe even a little more.
For the Redhawks to have success in, quite frankly, any football team, the coaching staff and quarterback need to be on the same page. The fan base of Cass City need not to worry, since not only are they on the same wavelength, there's also a direct bloodline connecting the two. Making his 35th start tonight as quarterback would be Coach Cuthrell's son, Sandon Cuthrell.
Absolutely, and Sandon, 6'1", 185, plays safety as well. He's an excellent quarterback. On the season, he's only got 25 carries, but 422 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's had all 5 of those touchdowns the last 2 weeks. He only carried the ball 4 times against Vassar for 123 yards and 2 scores. And, oh, by the way, he had a 30-yard touchdown pass. You don't see it a lot in these regular season games, but when the time comes, he can throw it as good as anybody in the area.
In that game against Vassar, which was called the final early because of thunderstorms, it was actually a tie ball game, 8-8 in the first quarter against Vassar. But from that point forward, Cass City scored on their next 6 straight possessions to take any doubt out of the equation. This was made possible by a strong Red Hawk run game.
No doubt, and it starts with number 7, Hayden Horn. He's their senior running back, their leading ball carrier. 40 carries, he's got 6 touchdowns on the year already, 417 yards. Alex Perry is probably back number 2. He's more of the fullback style, straight ahead. He's got a couple touchdowns, 259 yards on the year. But the sophomore, Jordan Mester, is kind of the name that's come up the last couple weeks. He's had some really big runs in some big situations, and wouldn't be surprised if he has another big run tonight. He's kind of the third back, the change of pace back, the guy that everybody forgets about, and he's made it count when he's gotten the ball.
He really didn't start running the ball until about 3 weeks ago, and he already has over 400 yards on the season. A bright future for that young man. On top of a potent offense, which at 37 points per game ranks third in the entire Greater Thumb Conference, the Cass City Redhawks also boast the second-best defense of the 14 GTC teams. Through five games, the Redhawks are allowing just 7.6 per game.
They've only given up five touchdowns all season, Clark, and since Labor Day, no one has scored more than one touchdown in any game against this Cass City defense. And it all starts with the front four, the front five, as they have maintained the battle in the trenches. They have won those battles, and that's allowed those linebackers like Alex Perry and Jordan Mester and those guys to be able to free fly right into them running backs and make tackles in the backfield. And it makes these run style teams on second and long really have to change their game plan, and they're forcing a ton of three and outs.
We are just 23 minutes away from kicking off week number six of MHSA football with the Cass City Redhawks and the Bad Axe Hatchets right here. Up next, we'll discuss the hometown Hatchets right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
I told my dad the air conditioning went out in my car. He told me to cool it. Just put an ice cube tray on your dash over the blower. I decided to take it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. I heard they are the experts in air conditioning repair that will fix my car right the first time and at a reasonable price. Then I billed it to my dad.
Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment with fast professional service from Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, a Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stacks Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Huron County Health Department.